Okay, so it is 10:30 p.m. What's today? Sunday. It's August 7th. It's day one of my vacation. I am camping on the beach in Carlsbad. It's Carlsbad State Park with my family. And it was an awesome idea 6 months ago. I didn't realize how busy I would be to try and walk away from business for the next 5 days, but I do know that the ocean is very healing, and having time to myself helps me regroup. I had some interesting, I guess, experiences, situations come up this last week. I also manage one of my brother's businesses, and we had a lot of contracts in one of our businesses, so I didn't really need to spend a lot of time in it. Since then, print media is kind of going downhill, not because it's not valuable, but people feel like their money is well better spent in other areas, and sometimes it's just really draining to try and save a client or to try and find another $30,000 contract. So I knew we were low on money in the business, and I knew that I needed to get my ass in gear and I needed to sell this week. So I With my brother's business, I make quite a lot of money, so it's really hard just to walk away from it. And I have some major decisions to make in the near future regarding, do I just stay with him, which I'm basically self-employed through him, but it's not my company, or do I, be a salesperson, which I don't like to sell. That's not my passion. It's not what I want to do. I'm not really sure what I want to do. I just know I don't like to sell ad space. I'm good at it. I believe in our product. I'm kind of in a rut. I have been for the last couple years because it's nothing that motivates me. So, with that being said, I tried to schedule my week this week, all week, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay at the office late on Tuesday so that I can open up Wednesday for myself. Because if I can get a day to myself to sell, like 3 to 4 hours, I can sell a good, 7 to 10 grand, or make some connections enough that will turn into that money. So I knew if I could just take some time to myself, I could be able to do it. So I stayed till 10 o'clock at night at the office. I busted my ass. I had a 15-hour work day so that I could take Wednesday off. And I go in, and my brother owns a process serving company, so I package the subpoenas and the summons and complaints and the garnishments, and I track the process and I manage the process and I get it out to the servers. And I have a co-partner or a co-worker in that. He's one of my really good friends, and we together split the days so that neither one of us is working full-time hours because we both have other businesses. Well, what's happening is we're getting slammed, so we're both working full-time days. So I was like, okay, he can take Wednesday morning, I'll take Tuesday night, so I can have Wednesday morning to work for myself. And I was going to stay at home. I brought my laptop home, and we got slammed on Wednesday. So I went on Wednesday and I worked another 10 hours. And so I stayed later again, thinking, okay, I'll open up on Thursday. Same thing happened on Thursday. I come into the office and it was just like one thing after another, and we were just slammed. And we're on a really tight schedule and deadline on these. I did get some time on Friday, and I ended up, I didn't slack. I was like, okay, I do really well under pressure. I knew I had to sell at least $3,000 to $4,000 before I left on vacation. So I went through all the old advertisers. I realized that, I've really been fucking up because I haven't been doing my dutiful part of the business, and I don't know how. And I called my business partner, her name's Anna, and I was explaining to her. I just said, I'm in a situation where I'm super overwhelmed to the point that I've got too much on my plate and I don't know where to go. We can't seem to find a salesperson that's good enough with our product because it's kind of complex and it's just easier for me to sell. I just haven't had the time. So I came up with some options. I said, hey, either you can come in 1 or 2 days a week and help me in the office so that I can go in the other room and sell. And of course we'd pay her, which, she was kind of excited about that option. And that way I seem to do better if somebody's on the phone or present with me when I'm trying to like do a power sale. So I called our production manager, her name's Shannon, and you know, I'm talking to her about all these ideas I have, and she's probably just like, what the fuck, Heidi? She doesn't give two shits. She didn't get paid to listen to me, but, you know, with her on the phone, I sold, you know, $1,200 just emailing back and forth to clients. And then I called Anna and I talked on and off for the next couple hours, and I'm like, you know, she knows how I get motivated and that I needed to be, you know, I needed company present on the phone or in person, and she couldn't come in person. So, you know, I just needed that sort of motivation. And I think it's okay for me to realize that I can't do it by myself and I need to lean on other people. That I need, if that's how I work best and that's how I operate, that it's okay for me to say, hey, is there a day a week or 2 days a month that we can get together so that I can power through and sell and I guess maximize my time. Because I get all energized and I feed off of other people's energy and I get excited about a sale. And then, you know, I just want to get us to a certain number. And I had some good ideas that, Anna was super, super supportive, and it's so helpful that I do have a very supportive business partner. I do think I am very wishy-washy. I'm all over the place. I think other true entrepreneurs can understand that and probably relate. I guess I'm a couple months or maybe about a month ago, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get us up to this amount every month, you know, $11,000, $12,000 every month on contract so we can hire back some help for her because she does all of the content and stories in one of our publications and it's time consuming for her. And the person who was doing it, Mary, my best friend, she's the one that died back in January, and we just haven't brought anybody back on to replace her yet. So now that we've started a new school year, it's like, you know, to help her, we need, you know, an extra $500 to $700 for part-time help. So, of course, I want to do that, but sometimes I can't find the motivation to do it. So I think some of the ideas that Anna and I came up with, I really like the idea of if my time to support the company is better spent, you know, in the other room or talking to her while she can help with my brother's business. Cause it's not really hard work. I could sit there and train her and she can do what she does. And we have some other support staff, you know, that we've hired out that I have budgeted. Anyway, I am super excited that I found some time to make some sales and put a little bit of time into that business. I do feel responsible for people. I think that's a big weight that I didn't know I had on my shoulders that sometimes is overwhelming and depressing, that I'm like, oh, if I don't do this, then people don't get paid. Again, we've had this company for 5-6 years. We've got contracts up, you know, good contracts. And I'm probably the best salesperson and the relationship builder for the company. But sometimes I just can't do it. But I do, again, I work well under pressure. There's some pressure going on, but I'm hoping to wrap some things up tomorrow, which is Monday, so that I can enjoy my rest of the week off. I'm going to set me out of office. So I need to sell about $4,000 tomorrow to feel okay. And I've got things in the pipeline. There's some big contracts out there. So I'm pretty confident it'll happen. It's just going to take a little bit of work. But I'm energized to do it. I'm energized to shut down so that I can regroup and come back full throttle. I'm excited to talk to Anna again and see if we can get together once a week where she can come into the office, help me with my brother's stuff so that I can focus on the sales and build it back up to a point where, A, we can get her some help, and B, if we get it to a point where people are on contract again, we don't really have to worry about it until next school year. So my takeaways on this are, know how you work and how you don't work. For me personally, I sell 10 times more if I'm with somebody than if I'm not. So I just need to make that known. Second is talk to those who are supportive of you. So if you're having a bad day, if you're struggling, or if you're just feeling overwhelmed, for me, I talk to my business partners because they happen to be super successful. I realize not everybody has a business partner, but find somebody who is super supportive of you and just talk. Number three, hire help to offload the busy work. So both, we got to a point in our businesses where we could hire out our right hands. I have somebody, Anna had somebody. We have somebody in the hippie hobby where the busy work, the bullshit, that's super tedious, that's worth some paying somebody 9, 10, 12 bucks an hour. If, you know, I find it, I will make it happen because my time is way more valuable closing a sale than it is writing up a contract, right? So I outsource, one of my staff members writes the contracts for me. Or I have somebody finding leads for me so I can sell them. And for the fourth one, just because I want to give a fourth one, is set an out of office for a day, whether it's one day a month, one day every week, one day every 2 weeks. Set the out of office and adhere to it. Close down, shut down, regroup. Come back, you'll come back rejuvenated. At least I do. Or find a place, a zenful place, somewhere where there's water, because water is super rejuvenating. Whether it's a lake or, I don't know, turn your water on in your bathtub and just, you know, listen to it. But shut down for a minute and just rejuvenate. I always make more money if I make time to shut down.